من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. We were discussing about the rulings of Adhan and Iqama. And it's almost close to the end. Maybe two more lessons to go. And today's lesson talks about the issue of talking between the Adhan and Iqama. So, here is the hadith. So it's basically the ruling says it's makruh. It's makruh to talk after iqama is done, and so we don't talk between the Adhan and the Iqama while the Fusul, the sentences of the Adhan and Iqama are said. We don't talk unless if we are repeating it. We don't talk our own regular conversations. We don't talk between the Adhan and Iqama. And once the Iqama is completed, it's makruh. Now let's go to a certain hadith. Yeah, this is what I mean. This is what I mean, while.
So we don't mean...
Yeah, we don't, it's condemned in the hadith.
But it's not haram.
No, it's not haram. It's not yeah, it's not haram, but it's condemned. So here is one hadith from Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam, where he says, إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةُ حرم الكلام على الإمام وأهل المسجد إلا في تقديم إمام. إذا أقيمت الصلاة حرم الكلام على الإمام وأهل المسجد إلا في بتقديم إمام. This is from وسائل الشيعة. So وسائل الشيعة volume 4. So chapter 1 page 6 to 8. Okay, so this hadith says إذا أقيمت الصلاة حرم الكلام. When salat is installed, what it means that when iqamat is said, salat, when the salat stands up, when the iqamat is done, you know, people say, you know, when the iqamat is done and people get ready for the salat to start it. So this is what it means with uqimat as-salat, when start is when salat is installed. What it means when the iqamat is said, it's done. Haram al-kalam. Kalam means talking becomes haram. Alal imam, on the imam of jama'at, wa ahl al-masjid, and those who are present in the masjid. Illa fi taqdeem imamin. Except what they can say, what they can talk about is, please move forward, say that to the imam. If the imam is standing somewhere else, the only thing which is allowed for the people of masjid to talk about is to say to the imam, please come forward. This is the only thing which is allowed. So this is what the hadith says. Now another hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says that I'd say it's a very common mistake in some people writing, you know, al-Sadiq. Even the huruf and Shamsiyya, they say it al-Sadiq. This is wrong. If you say like this in Salat, your Salat is batil. If you say ihdin al-sirat al-mustaqim, your Salat is batil if you intentionally say it wrong. So the Qiraat is batil. And obviously if you, Fatiha is wajib, la salata illa bi fatihatil kitab, so your salat will also be batil if you intentionally say it wrong. So, and I see the maps which are published by non-Muslims. You see the National Geographic. It's a non-Muslim, isn't it right? So non-Muslim people who are making the maps, they make it so precise. You look at the map of Iraq, they say Al-Hilla, for example, or with an H. I don't remember that thing. And they say Al-Najaf. So they are more precise to write like this. I don't know what happened to some of the Muslims who are really not either ignorant or not careful. So the hadith of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, لا تتكلم إذا أقمت الصلاة أقمت الصلاة. Don't talk when you install the prayers. That means the iqamat is done. إِذَا قَمْتَ صَلَاتَ فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا. Because if you talk, إِذَا تَكَلَّمْتَ, Attal iqama, you will repeat the iqama. So after the iqamat, bottom line is that after the iqamat is said, if you start speaking about anything else after the iqamat is said, then you have to repeat the iqamat. You want to get the sawab of iqamat, you have to repeat it. If you start talking anything other than asking the imam to come forward, if you talk about anything else, you lose the sawab of iqamat. And you are supposed to say the iqamat again if you want to get the sawab. Haram al-kalam. Karam is halam. We are coming to that discussion whether it's haramun taklifi, it means the haram to do, that means a sin or not, we are very soon coming to that point. And likewise, there is a similar hadith which is narrated when Imam Ali Salam was asked about a person can talk in the Iqamah. Then Imam Ali Salam says, Imam Ali Salam says in the hadith, it's a long hadith which I'm mentioning, long riwayat which I'm mentioning that point of the Imam. When the Muazzin says, Imam alayhi salam says, فَإِذَا قَالَ فَإِذَا قَالَ الْمُؤَذِّنُ, when the Muazzin says, قَدْ قَامَتَ الصَّلَاةِ, and the Muazzin says, قَدْ قَامَتَ الصَّلَاةِ, فَقَدْ حَرُمَ الْكَلَامِ, kalam becomes haram, عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْمَسْجِدِ, إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونُوا, وَعَلَىٰ السلام, إلا أن يكونوا قد اجتمعوا في من شتى, وليس في لهم إمام, فلا بأس أن يقول بعضهم لبعض, تقدم يا فلان, this is what another hadith tells us. So if the muazzin has said qad qamat as-salah, said qad qamat as-salah, so kalam becomes, talking becomes haram, ala ahl al-masjid, on the people of masjid, illa an yakunu ijtama'u min shatta, except if they have gathered from, there are different people gathered, there are various people gathered, you know, so various people are now together in the masjid, وَلَيْسَ لَهُمْ إِمَامٌ, and they don't have a well-defined imam of jamaat among them. In that case, فَلَا بَأْسَ, it's not problematic, أَنْ يَقُولَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ, that some of them say to some other, تَقَدَّمْ يَا فُلَانٍ, please come forward. This much is okay to talk after قَدْ قَامَتَ الصَّلَاةِ, and all likewise after the iqamat is done. So we can only talk this much. So now we have another hadith. It does not mention here in the book, but most likely it is from Imam Sadiq or Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, most likely. But I can give you the reference and you can check it from the original book. This hadith is, let me tell you, 1619. Yeah, 1619. This one was Al Shia, Volume 4, Chapter 7, page number 629. So, now that the another hadith which I want to mention, which somebody asked the Imam alayhi salam, anir rajul, this is the question, anir rajul, asks about a man, yatakallamu, who speaks. Someone asked the Imam about a man who speaks ba'dama yuqimu salata, after he says the iqamat. Ba'dama yuqimu salata, after he says iqamat for the salat. Qala na'am. Imam alayhi salam replies, yes. So this is a second type of statement we learned from the hadith. Here Imam alayhi salam is allowing, clearly saying yes, allowing for the person to talk after he has said the iqamah. Whereas earlier we learned there was a several hadith where it was saying about haram. Likewise, there is another one, I won't write it, but it's this almost similar, where somebody asked the Imam alayhi salam, a person can talk after the iqamat, after he says the iqamat, and Imam alayhi salam says, la basa, and that's not problematic, in other words, okay, in other words. So, this is how our fuqaha say that this jawaz, this permission that Imam alayhi salam is giving in the authentic hadith, this jawaz is an evidence, alayhi salam, that an nahi lil karaha al jawaz dalun ala, this is what our fuqaha say, ala an nahi lil karaha. This jawaz which Imam alayhi salam is giving us to talk after the iqamat is, and in other, and some other hadith Imam is making it haram to talk after the iqamat, except about asking the Imam to come forward. So, and here he's giving the he's allowing us, so fuqaha combine those two hadith together, and they say this jawaz from the Imam is a dalil on the fact that nahi, this nahi, la tatakallam, this nahi which Imam was stopping was actually based on karahat. It's not haram, but it was makruh. Sometimes the sigha of nahi in Arabic is also used for karahat, just like it is used widely for haram, for expressing that something is haram. So now let's move forward to the next segment of our discussion on adhan. If you want to take a picture. Okay. Now, the next discussion is about istihbab, it is mustahab to separate fasl, separate between adhan and iqama with either sitting in the middle, or talking, or tasbih, or two rak'ats prayer, doing quickly without taking long time. If you take long time, you have to repeat the adhan. Aw nafas, taking a breath. Or sixth of all, a sajda. Seventh of all, it's mustahab to do a dua. These are the seven things which are mustahab. You can choose one of the seven between the adhan and the iqama. Either you sit between them or you talk about something. Obviously the best way is talking and doing the zikr of Allah. But talking or tasbih or reading a two rakat prayers or taking a breath. That means don't just connect the adhan and the qama with one breath without waqf in the middle and without taking a breath. Waqf is always with sukoon and then you take a breath, isn't it right? And then sajda, or you do the sajda, and we'll come to some of the du'as which are mustahab to be recited after the adhan if you want to do the sajda. And to take this choice of yours to do sajda between the, after the adhan, and what is the dua which is mustahab to recite, we are coming to that inshallah. And or read a dua between adhan and iqama, which we have certain du'as narrated for that as well. We are coming to that inshallah. So one of the seven things is a fasl. We put a fasl. That means separation between adhan and iqama with one of those seven things. So again, we have one hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saying, okay, thank you. So one hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when it comes to sitting, the hadith says, La Buddha min qu'udin bain al-adhan wal-iqama. It is necessary to sit, this hadith says it is necessary to sit between adhan and iqama. So this is about one of those seven mustahab things that we learn in the light of this hadith. It's not wajib, obviously, it's mustahab. La Buddha stands for necessary, but that does not mean wujub. Means it's tahab.
Is it necessary if you do one of the other things to sit down? So do you have to?
No, you have to choose one of the seven. Not, you don't need to necessarily choose two of the seven. You can do that. You can do the tasbih plus a sajda and a dua. It's okay. You do the salat, two rakat prayers. Salat has qu'ud sitting as well. Salat has tasbih as well. Isn't it right? Subhan Rabbil A'la wa bihamdih, Salat has a breath as well, Salat has a sajda as well, Salat dua as well. So you can choose more than one as well, but as a minimum, if you want to get the sawab, which you take one of the seven at least. Minimum. I mean, you are allowed not to take even one, because it's not wajib, but we are learning the ahkam of the adhan and iqama, so it's good to learn and these things and do as much as we can. Now, what is the dalil about this? Again, we have hadith that talks about that. That إذا قمت إلى صلاة فريضة إذا قمت إلى صلاة فريضة فأذن وأقم سيد أذان إقامة وافصل بين الأذان والإقامة بقعود make a separation between Adhan and Qama either with a sitting or bi kalamin or with a talk or to speak. So this is second hadith when we learn, in addition to sitting, we learn about kalam and tasbih. And it does not say here, but it's one of those two, most likely to be one of the two. And likewise, another hadith says that somebody asked the Imam alayhi salam, "Maladhi yudzi an al-tasbih bin al-iqama, adhan wal-iqama? What is sufficient instead of tasbih between adhan and iqama?" And Imam alayhi salam says, "Alhamdulillah." So this is a zikr of Allah, obviously. So zikr, alhamdulillah, is a zikr. So alhamdulillah is also something that we can say. It's a zikr. So now we talked about the two rakat prayers. What's the dalil for that? We have this hadith from Imam Rida alayhi salam. He says that somebody asked him about sitting between azan and iqama, and Imam alayhi salam replies, "Al-qa'datu al-qa'datu baynahuma sitting between the two idha لم يكن بينهما نافلة." If there is no nafila between those two, so you would sit if there is no nafila, if you are not reading the nafila. So you can read two rakats of nafila, two rakats of, you know, qurbatan ilallah, you get the sawab. So this is also one of the ways how we can do the fasl, the separation between adhan and iqama. Here we have hadith from Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Where he says, "من سجد بين الأذان والإقامة." This is talking about sajda between adhan and iqama. "من سجد بين الأذاني والإقامة فقال في سجوده whoever did سجدة بين الأذان والإقامة and said in his سجدة فقال في سجوده and he said in his سجدة سجدت لك خاضعا سجدت لك خاضعا I did sajda for you with خضوع خاشعا with خشوع ذليلا being a خاضع person towards you being a خاشع person having your fear in the heart and being a ذليل person down to earth ذليلا يقول الله if somebody says this much when you do the sajda bin adhan iqama you can say this much basically sajadtu laka khadi'an khashi'an zaleela this is one of the ways of making a distance between adhan and fasl between adhan and iqama and it's mustahab to go and do sajda if you choose this option and in sajda you say sajadtu laka khadi'an khashi'an zaleela What happens if somebody says that? Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Yaqulullahu Allah says, Malaikati That means, O my angels, وعزتي وجلالي I swear to my عزت and جلال dignity and majesty لأجعلن محبته I will definitely put his muhabbat, in other words, fi qulubi ibadi, in the hearts of my slaves, servants. That means the person who is doing the sajda, his muhabbat, Allah is going to put in the hearts of his servants. Fi qulubi ibadi. المؤمنين my mu'min servants وهيبته في قلوب المنافقين وهيبته That means I'm going to put his haybat and scare in the hearts of the munafiqeen. Yes. So this is 135. This is also from Wasail al-Shia, volume 4. So this is, we learn about the sajda option. If somebody wants to do sajda between adhan and iqama, as mustahab, one of the mustahab things, you can read this short dua, sajadtu laka khadi'an khashi'an zaleela. This is also very good. And then, also, Dua, we have this hadith narrated, this riwayat,
narrated, and this is also from Wasail al-Shia. When a person is done with the adhan and he sits, he says, Allahumma ja'al. Al-qalbi barran wa rizqi darran wa ja'alli 'inda qabr nabiyyika Make me next to the, that means in other words, take me next to the grave of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. Qararan wa mustaqarra. That means with stability, istiqrar, qarar, you know. So this is a short dua. It is also narrated in some other words, with some other words added in it. Wa'ayshi qarran is also narrated in some of the riwayat. Wa'awladi abraran is also there. You know, Allahumma ja'al qalbi barran wa rizqi darran wa aishi qarran wa awladi abraran wa ja'alli 'inda qabr nabiyyika sallallahu alayhi wa alihi qararan wa mustaqarra. So this is also mustahab to read. This is about the dua thing. Seventh option. If you want to go for the seventh option to read a dua, then this is good. وَعَيْشِي قَارًا وَأَوْلَادِي أَبْرَارًا, which talks about عَيْشِي قَارًا means that make my life be, you know, with qarar and stability and tranquility. وَأَوْلَادِي أَبْرَارًا, and make my children abrar and good doers. Not that I read in a hadith. If there is, I don't know. But these are the seven things that the fuqaha say. You can choose any one of those seven. It's up to you. I did not read any preference. If there is any, I don't know. I did not read. Also, there is another dua that is also there, and let me write that down, which is done in the sajda. Here Imam Sadiq al-Islam says, Man azzana summa sajada. Thank you.
Whoever says azan and then did the sajda, faqala, and then he said, La ilaha illa anta. There is no God worthy of worshipping except you. Rabbi, my Lord. Sajadtu laka. I did sajda for you. Khadi'an khashi'an. With khud, in the condition of khudu and khushu. If somebody says this dua, this is a second dua that we learn, which can be said in the sajda. Imam al-Islam says, Ghafarallahu lahu dhunubahu. Allah will forgive His saints. So this is also a dua which is very good to be recited. You can choose this one as well. Yeah, you can take a picture, then I can erase it. غفر الله ذنوبه له ذنوبه. Allah will forgive his sins. سجدت لك خاضعا خاشعا. Yeah, خاضعا خاشعا. So, can I?
This is also the dua after adhan, right?
Yeah, this is also dua after adhan in sajda. Because the hadith says, Man azana summa sajda. Whoever said the adhan and then he did sajda, faqala, and then he said, that means saying in the sajda. This is a dua that we need to say in the sajda. This one is not in the sajda. This is a dua that you may be standing after the adhan and you can read it. But this is a dua which you do a sajda after the adhan and read in the sajda. And likewise, this is the dua that you read in the sajda after the adhan. It does not say here in the book. I can check it from the Wasail. But it's from Wasail al-Shia. I can give you the references. Both of them, 38 and 39, let me double check. Yes, both are from Wasail al-Shia, volume 4. both of them are Wasail al-Shia, volume 4. Lahu dhunubahu. It's not part of the dua. It's part of the hadith. It's part of the hadith of the Imam that whoever said the adhan, then he said the sajda, he did the sajda, and then he said this dua, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ ذُنُوبَ. What would happen? Allah will forgive his sins. Ya عَيْشِ قَارًا وَأَوْلَادِ أَبْرَارًا. Those two words are also added inside, yes. Sorry? If you're done, I can erase it. It's okay. Shall I erase it? Okay. Yeah, the Salat, the chapter of prayers is a very huge chapter. So many things to learn.
It's
Yes.
As long as the person is a mu'min, we accept his adhan. And you are listening to it, we accept it. It's sufficient for you.
So somebody else recites adhan.
And you are listening to it, that's enough. You can do the sajda.
And then somebody else does the iqama, it doesn't matter.
That's also okay. Somebody else can do the iqama and you can pay attention and listen to it.
And
that's
it.
It's still good for you to do the separation with one of the seven, yes.
In
the Jama'at? No, whether it's Jama'at or Farada, in all the cases. In both the cases. Now, let's move forward to the Kayfiyatul Adhan. The next segment of the discussion is and their procedure, certain other things called iqama. Procedure, there are certain procedure related things. The first thing about that to learn is that it is mustahab to do jazm of the fusul al-adhan wal-iqama. Fusul in Arabic means, here it means the sentences. The sentences of adhan and iqama are called fusul al-adhan and fusul al-iqama. So in the Fusul al-Adhan, in the sentences that you of Adhan and Iqama, it must have to do jazm. Jazm comes at the end of the sentence of the word, isn't it right? In Arabic, we learn in the Tajweed classes, as a word is majzum, kalima has the jazm at the end. So Adhan and Iqama, both of them are majzuman. Both of them are majzum. That means when you say the Fusul, the sentences of the Adhan, you don't say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. No, we don't say that. La ilaha illa ashhadu an la ilaha illallahu ashhadu an la ilaha illallahu. No. We don't say like this. You say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. No, you say Allahu Akbar. Don't say the dhamma of the word of the letter Ra. You make it majzoom. You have to say Allahu Akbar. Don't say Allahu Akbaru. It is majzoom. It is mustahab to be majzoom. So this law of tajweed does not apply in the adhan or in iqama. All the sentences of adhan and iqama is mustahab to be majzoom, make it sakin at the end. So we say Allahu Akbar. Even if you want to say the sentences together without taking a breath, still you make it majzoom. Okay? So you say Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, Hayya ala falah. You don't say Hayya ala salati. Don't say ti. Hayya ala salati, Hayya ala salati, Hayya ala falah, Hayya ala falah. Don't say like this. Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, Hayya ala falah. Okay. Each the end of the sentence has to be majzoom. It's mustahab like this. And here we have hadith from one of the imams where he says al-adhanu wal-iqamatu Majzumane. Adhan and Qama, both of them are Majzum. That means at the end, this is also in Wasail al-Shia, volume 4. At the end of the sentences, you have to give Jazm. In another narration, it says Mawkufane. Then in the end of the sentence, there is Waqf. Huh? So we are talking about kayfiyat, the way of saying the adhan, the process, the procedure and the way how we say it. We are discussing about the way. This is one of the ways how to say it. The second point about the kayfiyat and the way how to say the adhan is that only that sentence is right which you make yourself hear it. In Arabic we say Isma'un Nafs. Make yourself hear. So if you're reading Azan so slowly, just your lips are moving, but there's no sound coming out, not even the whispered sound of Ikhfat. This is not even counted, and the same applies for Tilawat of Quran as well. The minimum recitation of Adhan or Iqamat or even Tilawat of Quran is that you yourself hear your own voice. If you don't hear your own voice, it's not counted to be the Adhan or Iqamat, or even the Tilawat of Quran is not counted. So this is called Isma'un Nafs, make your own self hear your voice. That's the minimum. Same applies for women, for everybody. Everything. If they don't hear their own selves, that's not counted. So now, here is the hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, where he says, لا يجزيك من الأذان لا يجزيك من الأذان إلا ما أسمعت نفسك. It's a long hadith, so I'm mentioning just a segment of it. This is also from Usail al-Shia, from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, that nothing from the adhan suffices you, is sufficient for you, except what you make it hear your own self. So if you say that much loud that you can hear your voice, that is counted to be the adhan, basically. So this is the second thing. And the next thing about the kayfiyat of the adhan is that it is mustahab, before we come to the end, it is mustahab to say adhan louder than iqama. So you say the adhan loud and you say the iqama a little bit with a lesser loud voice, lesser loud voice. So not. You should say it's mustahab. Yeah, Allah is there and angels are listening. So here's the hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says,
Imam was asked about the adhan and he said ajhir bihi warfa' bihi sautaka. Ijhar bihi. Yeah, ijhar bihi. Warfa' bihi sautaka. So do jihr with the adhan, that means say it loud. Warfa' bihi sautaka, and raise your voice. Warfa' bihi sautaka, raise your voice with the adhan. With it. Wa idha aqamta. Wa idha aqamta. And when you say the iqama, faduna dhalika. And you say the iqama, faduna dhalika means less than that. Less than the amount you raise your voice. Raise your voice less than this amount of the voice of azan. So azan you say louder, iqamat you say a little bit with less loud. As long as it doesn't take you out of the kayfiyat of salat. Anything that takes you out of the halat, condition of salat in the eyes of the urf of uqala, urful uqala, if you start screaming, people will not say urf when they look at you, urful uqala, they won't say this person is praying, they would say what is he doing, this is not how people pray. So if you raise your voice, which is urf considers to be screaming, then it will take you out of the halat of salat. Anything that takes you out of the halat of salat, your salat becomes batil. Unless you start clapping, for example. Who is going to say urful uqala if they look at you, say, is this person praying or he's doing what? You start doing something which takes you out of the halat of salat. If you start moving your legs like this, for example, if somebody says he's jogging or he's salat. Anything yet you start doing that takes you out of the halat of salat in the eyes of the urful uqala, your salat will become batil. Well, as long as he's doing it within the limits of what is acceptable, then it's okay if he's screaming more than what the urf.